Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Why then does it say sometime Holy Spirit and why Holy Ghost? Well, there's a reason for that. Matter of fact, I looked it up again this week, I should have wrote the number down. The number of times it says Holy Ghost, it's numerous. I won't say 89 times, 90. It's a lot of times where it says Holy Ghost. Many times less does it say Spirit or Holy Spirit. It's in the teens. It's not a lot as compared to the Holy Ghost. Well, so then why did everybody now, the new versions, put Holy Spirit instead of the Holy Ghost? Well, they've got it all wrong. King James Bible got it right. So why sometimes Holy Ghost, sometimes Holy Spirit? Well, let me give you the reason I believe. I looked this, a lot of people, you won't find this many places, okay? So I'm going to give you something. Be careful when you hear something new, but I want you to chew on this. When we talk about the Holy Ghost, it talks about His name. That's the name of the triune God. Matthew 28. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. That's His name. But when you see the word Spirit in capital letters, or the Holy Spirit, it refers to the work of the Holy Ghost, of the triune of Godhead. And for instance, Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, you know, all that. So when you see, when it's in context, when it speaks of the Holy Ghost, it speaks of the name of God, of the triune head. When it speaks of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, it speaks of the work. Every time it talks about His work, and I gave you, there's a lot of examples. I want to read a couple of them where they're in the same verse. Holy Ghost and Spirit are in the same exact verse. Luke chapter 1, verse number 4. No, take that back. Luke chapter 4, verse number 1. My ADD is kicking in. Okay. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Same person of the Godhead, but yet you see their work. The Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost, and He was led by the Spirit. Are you following the thought? That's the work of the Holy Ghost. When it speaks of His work, it speaks of the Spirit of God. And I got other ones. John, let me give you just one more. I got so many here just for my own benefit, but I'll give you another one. And I knew Him not, speaking of the baptism of Jesus and John the Baptist. I knew Him not, but He that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou see the Spirit, capital S, descending on Him, the same as that which was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Again, there's the same, in the same verse you see the Spirit and the Holy Ghost. Again, it refers to the work and the name when we talk about that. So I just want to throw this at you. A lot of people out there will tell you that there's words that are wrong in the King James Bible. And you tell them, it's not because my preacher said so. Don't tell them, just say I said so. We have the pure Word of God. It's not like our older people would appreciate this. Remember this, the commercial about Ivory Soap? How many of you remember Ivory Soap? So pure it floats. They say it's 99.44% pure. Remember, that was the little jingle for Ivory Soap. Well, I'm telling you, the Bible is not 99.44% pure. It's 110% pure, if that was possible. Every word is pure. Psalm 119, every word of God is pure. But anyway, I want to move on. Just drop that for you, that if you have a Bible that says Holy Spirit in that one, go get you a Bible that says Holy Ghost. Okay? And the only one you'll find saying that is King James Bible. I promise you. Okay. All right. Then notice this next one. And we're going to get moving through this pretty quick. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, again, I had to stop there. I got notes on that. The word today means this very day, today. It's used three times in these verses that we just read. It's used in verse number 7, verse number 13, verse number 15. Literally, there's an urgency to hear the voice of God. He never prompts us to get right with him tomorrow or to trust in him yesterday. God only moves on us to act today. Today. Today is the day of salvation. Today, over and over and over again, you see that word, and it refers to this very day. So again, it speaks to us. If you will hear his voice, the word hear, it means to attend to consider what is being said. Do you know we will give an account for what we hear concerning the things of God? And that's the whole thought here. When he says that today, if you will hear his voice, they hear his voice, they know it, and they're going to give an account for what they did with what they heard. Now, verse number 8. Now, remember, he's talking to saved people. Have a note here. He's talking to, referring to unbelieving believers. Does that make sense to y'all? Unbelieving believers. They believed Christ in the gospel message, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. They applied it, you know, and trusted Christ as their Savior. But that's as far as a lot of people went. They did not trust God for the rest of their life, which is amazing to me. We believe God will take care of us in the future, eternal life. I got a home in heaven. I don't know where it be, but something, you know, I got a home in heaven, and I trust God for that. I trust God he'll take care of me forever. Why can't we trust him to take care of us today, today, today? So he's talking to believers. Harden not your hearts. The word harden means to render stubborn or to be obstinate. Can you imagine believers being stubborn against God? I'm talking to the right people, ain't I? Being obstinate. Much could be said, but I need to move through this. The word provocation means rebellion, rebellion. And the children of Israel did rebel against God all through the wilderness and all, even before they went into the wilderness. We're going to look at that in just a minute. That's what that word provocation means. And temptation means a trial, a proving. It talks about harden not your hearts as in that provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. And it's speaking of two specific times. I want to look at one especially that every one of you would be familiar with. Turn me quickly to Numbers chapter number 13. Numbers chapter number 13. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Remember, they had crossed the sea. The Egyptian army had drowned, and they crossed over. And look in verse number 2. I'll give you the context. I'm not going to read all of this. Time won't allow it. But I want you to notice some things. Verse number 2 of chapter 13. The Lord is speaking unto Moses. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan. And then I underlined this in my Bible. Which I give unto the children of Israel. He already gave it to them. Now I want you to go over there. All right. And search it out, land of Canaan. Anyway, it goes on. Let's look in verse number 25. You know the story. They went over there, and whoo, man, was there something, them grapes, and they were coming back, and man, they were over there, and they enjoyed the amazing blessings that was over there in Canaan. Well, these men came back. There were 12 of them, each from one tribe, without looking in your Bible, all right? You can name two of them. Who were they that came, that was in that group? Who were they? Can anybody name one of the other 10 spies? They're all named. Only ones we remember is Joshua and Caleb because they believed God. But anyway, look in verse number 25. And they returned from searching in the land after 40 days. They were there 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. It's true. Everything Moses said, everything God said is true. Verse number 27. And they told him, saying, we come into the land where thou sentest, and surely it floweth milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Verse number 28. Nevertheless. That's where they went wrong. It's true. But
you've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.